There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
By the announcement, but I think I expect, and the American people expect, members of Congress to be held to the highest ethical standards. And I think Mr. Schock made a decision. Frankly, I support the decision he made. I do think there are ample controls in place to deal with the allegations that are involved here. But understand something: if somebody's going to violate the rules, you know, they're going to violate the rules. And in almost every case, sooner or later, catches up with you.
All right, John Boehner, Speaker of the House, reacting to Congressman Schock, who was thought to be a rising star for the Republicans. The rug gets pulled out from underneath him. He resigns, all because he decided to decorate his office. And did he use taxpayer money? He certainly shelled out $40,000 and paid it back. But then the mileage was exaggerated, and there were some other things that just didn't add up. So bye-bye to Congressman Schock. Will he be criminally charged? Who knows? I know that we have a long road to hoe in this hour of America Tonight. And thrilled to be with you, as always, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. You can always be a part of the show. You know that left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, just simply sick of it all. Or happy, 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 because you're burying your head in the sand. But don't bury your head in the sand. Remember, there's power to the people. If you don't like what's happening in this country, if there's an issue that is particularly thorny to you and gets under your skin, do something about it. You have a voice. Make a phone call. Create a phone tree. Get involved in the issue. Start locally and go from there. Trust me, there is power in numbers. We've seen it before. Even though we know the machine runs on dollars and there is a political logjam, there is a way to break through, without a doubt. All right, speaking of breaking through, let's move from John Boehner talking about Congressman Schock to saying that there's an alternative coming soon to Obamacare. Because this was one thing that I thought was fair game and fair to talk about. If we're not happy, and there was the subsidies challenge to Obamacare in King versus Burwell that unfolded the oral arguments a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people protesting on the steps of the Supreme Court. And the question was asked, and which I talked to all kinds of people, whether their ideology was moving more to the left or moving more to the right. And one thing that was constantly brought up is, okay, so what are the Republicans going to offer up? What are they going to do that's different? What's the alternative if the subsidies go away and crash the system? Because the system is already set up, whether we like it or not, things that aren't working, things that work like pre-existing conditions, then what's the alternative? And even Ted Cruz said that, well, you know, we can't just say, okay, here's the challenge, this is what happens, and now go swim or drown on your own because you were relying on the subsidies that we created that you could use. So Boehner said that the Republicans will have an Obamacare alternative on the table soon. He said the committees are continuing to work on it. We're going to come up with one. We've got some proposals, and we're going to put something in place so you can hear it, that if we get rid of Republicans released an outline of a healthcare proposal in February, remember, that gets rid of the individual mandate, ends the federally run health insurance marketplaces, ends the medical device tax, but would offer tax credits and some flexibility for states and health insurance companies. And the House, as you all know, voted to repeal Obamacare, which is the fourth time that's happened, where they're trying to squash the healthcare law, but it hasn't worked. The White House saying that they'll veto anything, we know this, that has to do with repealing Obamacare. So we'll see what other plans are coming down the pike. What else is there? What can be pro-growth, pro-jobs, and pro-helping the people? Because, I mean, seriously, and Cruz knows this, as does Nancy Pelosi. If in the event that the Supreme Court rules in favor of King versus Burwell, it would scrap all those subsidies for people who have health insurance through the federal government, and then they're in a world of hurt. I mean, seriously. And then that catapults everybody else into that same position. So let's hear the plans. Let's hear the alternatives. Wouldn't that be great? All right, let's skedaddle to Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. How about yourself?
Excellent.
A few things that you mentioned in the last hour. First of all, when you mentioned about the Cold War and people hiding under desks, yeah, I remember that when I was in school. You know, in the Cold War, they practiced, took those kids and say, hide under the desk, the nuclear war's going to... Well, we kids enjoyed it because we didn't, for an hour, we didn't do schoolwork. You know? My father was one of the biggest builders in New Jersey, and he built over 500 bomb shelters. You know, people were panicking. And
wow, 500. Yeah, and they were panicking. You remember that? So you knew as a kid that what that whole thing was. Oh, the Reds, the commies. Oh, we could be, you know, there could be a nuke. And that's why, like you say, you got out of schoolwork, but you knew the whole duck thing.
Yeah, yeah, like it's going to help you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. There's a nuke out there, but you'll survive it if you hide under those cheaply made desks.
You're right. The other thing is about Ukraine and Russia. This is a little history for you. During World War II, Hitler made an agreement with Russia. And the agreement was this. I'll take half of this country. You take the other half. Is that a deal? Fine. They signed an agreement. This is before Hitler raided Russia. Now, in Ukraine always hated Russia, and they were coming across their country, taking over. The same time, Germany was coming from the north down into that country, fighting Ukraine. Now, the Ukraine army now was fighting both fronts, but then they sided up with the Germans because of Russia. Then finally, Germany was pushed back. Then Russia started coming in to take over the country.
Mm.
But the Ukraine army was trapped. So when the U.S. came to rescue them, the only country that took the army in was England. Like 2 million GIs or Ukraine army. That's where they went. So Russia now already took over half the country. And you can see how Putin wants more land, more land. He wants to take the whole thing over, just like Germany did back then. And this is what we got today. You know, like a big, let's say another conflict going to go, you know, going to happen, you know?
Yeah, a huge conflict, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing, I think somebody out west is sending our snow again tomorrow.
I know, I saw that. Philly and Washington are supposed to get snow. Are you kidding me? That is insane.
2 to 5 inches.
Wow, wow. Bud, I feel for you. Oh, and Bud lives not far from where I grew up, at just a stone's throw over Philadelphia. Bud, I love it when you call. Thanks so much. He has such a great laugh and such a great attitude, doesn't he? But I love that he shared that. I was talking about Putin, and I was talking about nukes, the Iran deal, and how I thought we shouldn't let them really nuke up. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
All my windows were barred. The sun made cracks of shade. I was sitting around like a zombie, feeding my own face. I was counting my sheep. I was digging my strength.
Us, and you're going to love this twist. You know how I'm a huge hot dog fan, and I'm actually on the quest coming up maybe this summer or fall to find the best hot dogs in the land. So, it just coincidentally, Eric Mittenthal had sent me an email about the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council launching MLB Madness bracket to choose the best baseball hot dog, which is what it's brilliant because that's what everybody always talks about. And can you go to a game and not get a hot dog? Ever since I saw my first game, the Phillies against the Mets at Shea Stadium, I mean, I thought it was the best hot dog I had ever eaten. I didn't want to eat my mother's hot dogs after that. So, Eric, what a touch of brilliance in doing this. And explain how this came about. And do you really think baseballs are synonymous with hot dogs? Because I do.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Baseball is definitely synonymous with hot dogs, and we actually do a survey every year before opening day looking at how many hot dogs are consumed at baseball stadiums. And so we've been doing this March Madness bracket for different types of hot dogs and condiments the last couple of years, and I thought, you know, why not combine the two of our pastimes between March Madness and baseball opening day? And so we're asking people to choose their favorite baseball hot dogs.
Okay, I'm going to tell you who's definitely going to be in the running if they participate. I think Dodger dogs, because really they're rabid fans and huge hot dog eaters. I would say they would be in the running. And if somebody wants to weigh in, what do they have to do? They have to go to the Facebook page?
So they go to our Facebook page, which is, if you search for National Hot Dog and Sausage Council on Facebook, and or facebook.com/NHDSC. And what we do is we have the bracket, and we post a different matchup each day. So in a couple weeks, we're going to let people vote on a matchup a day, and then as hot dogs win, they move up in the bracket, and eventually we will have a winner.
Do you go through every single baseball team, every stadium, et cetera?
No, so we have 16 hot dogs that we chose, and we did two separate sides of the bracket that will end up meeting in a championship match. So we have the classics, which are your Dodger dog, your Fenway Frank, Yankees dog, Wrigley Field Chicago dog, and then we have some of the more unique dogs that we've seen come out in recent years. And so that includes the Boomstick from the Rangers, which is a two-foot-long hot dog topped with cheese and jalapenos and tortilla chips, things like the Diamondbacks D-Bat dog, which was a corn dog that stuffed with the cheese and jalapenos. So a lot of the really interesting, unique dogs are on one side of the bracket. So we're choosing between the two, and eventually a unique dog will meet a classic dog for the ultimate hot dog champion.
You know what I love, and you sent me this, is before the West Virginia dog with chili, mustard, coleslaw on top, that sounds so good, on a steamed bun was the upset pick in a bracket that had regional hot dog and sausage variety. So there's something about that combination of chili and mustard, but I never heard of coleslaw on the top. Have you tasted that?
Oh, yeah, it's delicious. And the coleslaw, it's a traditional southern dog, is just a hot dog with coleslaw on top. And then West Virginia added the chili and the mustard on there, too. And so we really, on our Facebook page in particular, we have a lot of chili dog fans. And so the chili dog certainly ends up being the favorite, whichever varieties. We have a few different ones from baseball stadiums. So it'll be really interesting to see which hot dogs end up winning.
Yeah, and you weren't surprised either, because you said this about the condiments, and I remember that conversation, that mustard won in a landslide. So it wasn't all the other exotic sauces or putting on whatever else it was that you put on the hot dog. Flat out, it was mustard, right?
Yeah, mustard was by far and away the top choice in our bracket last year. And so, you know, people like the tried and true. Mustard goes on pretty much any type of hot dog. And so that was no surprise to us at that one.
Cool. Eric Mittenthal, VP, Public Affairs, National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Go to the official Facebook page. Tell us about it again.
Facebook.com/NHDSC, or if you just go into the search bar on Facebook and search National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, we will pop up.
All right, I love it. Thanks, Eric, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So it is fun to think about baseball coming up, and really when you go to baseball games, it is about hot dogs. Unless you live in Philadelphia, then it's about cheesesteaks and pretzels. A lot of people will line up. There's a place in Citizens Ballpark where they sell cheesesteaks. And I think every place has things, food that are indigenous to that region. Like you get great sushi in Los Angeles, although eating sushi at a ball game, to me, give me a break. And, of course, everywhere they do sell hot dogs. I've never been to a stadium where they didn't sell hot dogs. And I think there is something different. And I don't know, maybe it's the whole ball game thing, the whole smell of the foods and the idea of being at the ball game and you're outside and blah, 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 that sucks you into it. It's that atmosphere. And I think other than growing up where you would be at in a backyard and you would have what we call the barbecue different from the South and eating the barbecue, and you threw hot dogs and just hamburgers on the grill. That's it. It was hot dogs and hamburgers and you just put normal condiments on it. Now it's so crazy because there's so many different toppings and things that you can do. And you heard Eric Mittenthal mention specifically, he said the Dodger dogs, which I had mentioned, but they're pretty plain. And then he mentioned the broomstick deal that they have, or the boomstick deal that they have for the Texas Rangers. And that is giant. When I've been to games out there, I've seen people walking around with it. It's like you need two guys to carry it. It's like they're carrying a piece of lumber. It's in this big box, but then you open the box and it's this giant, sloppy hot dog. Very hard to eat. I mean, you have to like plop it down and have a bunch of people where they're taking forks or taking chunks of it because there's so many things on it. You heard him say that there's nachos on top of it. It's crazy messy. I have kind of a rule. about that. When you're sitting at a ball game, you know, you're squinched in those little plastic seats. And the last thing that personally that I want is a bunch of messy flying around. So the idea of having everything drip down, and that's exactly what happens. You come back with mustard stains. Oh, look at all that nacho cheese all over the front of my jersey. Wow. But I wonder why I missed that play in the outfield, because everything was falling out of my mouth all over my clothes. I think it's just so much easier to have the traditional thing. Just a hot dog, thank you, with some mustard on it. Maybe some relish or something like that, but not everything known to man thrown on top of it. It's just, I think it's just too awkward to eat that way. Unless you're sitting down at sometimes these benches that they have at many of the parks, and you can get one of those seats because you have more room and it's a table, versus it's not lap food. That's what it is. It's not lap food. It's like when you go to a party, like we just went through the Super Bowl, and you have things in your lap, those things that tend to fall over you and fall onto the floor. Yeah, that's not my scene. But I love the whole hot dog thing. I was very serious about that when I mentioned that I was in search of the best hot dogs, that we may take a little tour if we can get it together and make it happen. There's two things I've always wanted to do, because you get to see some great places. And everything centers around food, let's face it. And I'm sure the Food Network and Rachel Ray and people that are in that business do those kind of jaunts all the time. But just take the show to places where it is about that incredible hot dog that everybody's talking about, or it is about the barbecue trail. Because barbecue is so personal and so, like hot dogs in a sense, so different for everybody. You know, you go to North Carolina, and you have that barbecue that's got the vinegar all over it. It's very different from Texas barbecue or Memphis barbecue. And it is very personal how somebody feels about what is the best barbecue place in the area. Who has the best ribs? Who's got the best brisket? Or how do they chop it? Or what do they make it with? And as we celebrate living in this country, for all the frustrations that we have when we're reacting to the crazy politics of the day and just shaking our head about, wow, healthcare, what's happening there? And if the subsidies go away, then it even makes it worse for the middle class people who weren't even on the subsidies, because everything gets dumped on the floor and there's nothing put in place, which is what John Boehner was saying. Hey, listen, we're coming up with something, so don't sweat it. We're going to have something. The problem is the standoff between Congress and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So in between all the hair-raising shenanigans in D.C., we got to have some fun along the way. I mean, you may have some suggestions. Where would you like to see us take the show? You can send me that. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. Hang with us.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can just hear it, all that practice going on in between the actual games. Hey, hey, everybody. A lot of you asked me to make sure that I gave the scores to let you know a little bit about what happened because you filled out brackets and you have no idea. I love when people are honest. I love when people are honest and they say, you know what, I have no idea. Everybody else was doing it, so I threw in a couple of bucks. Hey, it's like a lottery ticket. What the heck? And I kind of cherry-pick teams, and I want to find out where I stand in the pool. And then you look at the standings, and you say, wow, you know, you're kidding me with that. So anyway, here's how it went down today. There was a lot of games that were determined by 1 point. I mean, isn't that crazy? So, for example, I know we have people listening in both of these places. North Carolina State knocked off LSU 66-65, and that comes down to the waning moments, one of those thrilling buzzer-beater shots that made the difference, a left-handed hook just before the buzzer. That's what it was, that final play. I mean, can you imagine you're in this tournament? Put yourself in the shoes of those student athletes. That would be wild. I mean, you're in the tournament, so you're just playing. You know, you're playing your way through after being through a season, and then that's how you cap it off, and you get out of that first round game and move on. You know, and that went for several teams. You had another tight finish like that. So keep track of your brackets. If you had North Carolina State, then you won that early round matchup. And here's the team I really liked. I liked Iowa State. They went down. They were the winners of the Big 12. UAB, and good for them. And UAB was no slouch. So the UAB Blazers really played tough and pulled it out. They had the youngest team in all the tournament. Youngest team. But they don't care. They're playing the way they play. And they have this great junior. His name is UAB junior. His name is Robert Brown. And I love what he said. He said, hey, it's just huge. We come here not just to play games, but to actually make some noise, to win some games, to be able to do that. And we have lots of friends of the show in Birmingham. To do that and win for Birmingham, it's a great feeling. So, of course, they're celebrating. It was a great finish to finish that way against Iowa State. So that is, by the way, because I love the little factoids, that is, by the way, the third straight NCAA tournament with a 14 seed upsetting a 3 seed and the fourth since 2012. So good for UAB. Congratulations to them knocking off a really tough Iowa State team, 60-59. And then there was another tight finish, and I'm mentioning some of the tight finishes for you, and that was UCLA, an 11 seed and 6 seed in their bracket division, SMU. And UCLA beat SMU 60-59. I mean, we had like 5 games determined scoring-wise by 1 point. Last-minute shots, just incredible finishes. So the sad thing about this, it was a goaltending call that really made the difference. The SMU center was in a good position, and so it seemed, and when he leapt up, he went to touch it, and the officials thought he was too quick and called goaltending. So then that was the game when they awarded that basket. It was the game-winning basket with 13 seconds left. Oh, that's a tough way to finish, isn't it? Oh, that's a tough way to finish. And Larry Brown couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. He said, he was just shocked. And everybody had a different take on it, the angles. Whether it would have gone in, or did he grab it when it was up by the rim? And I think they'll be talking about that for a long time. But it finishes where UCLA beats SMU 60-59. So people on the West Coast sitting on the edge of their seats and everywhere else in between, too. We have a lot of people listening to us in Mississippi. Xavier beat Mississippi 76-57. I was really pulling for Mississippi because I thought that would have been a good upset, but they didn't have enough in the tank, and you could clearly see that, especially in the second half. Absolutely. And then there's people also listening in Louisiana, and LSU looked like, as I said before when we were talking about it, LSU looked like the team that could maybe get some steam and go a little deeper, as I mentioned here already, and I told you the finish with North Carolina State. And I got a ton of emails from so many of you about what did I think was going to happen with LSU. So sorry to say, I'm answering your question now. LSU made it close, made it exciting when we started this. That's the team I started talking about. But in the end, North Carolina State pulled it out with that lucky or timely shot that just absolutely worked for them. And, of course, just a couple of quickies. Kentucky, my pick to win it all, not going out on any kind of a limb because Kentucky looks like the team that could win the whole thing. They're incredible off the bench, very, very deep, 79-56 all the way around, and they could become, you know, the last team to do it was 1976, and it was Indiana. They could become a team that is perfect. They go all the way through, have to win 40 games, which is a lot. But then they would get to cut down the nets, and they would be college champions, and that would not That would not be shocking to me. Let's just say that. All right, so keeping score in March Madness to keeping score between the Republicans and the Democrats. And whenever there is any kind of bipartisan agreement, it's worth mentioning, huh? Because you kind of think, wow, is there ever any agreement on anything? And I think I mentioned this early in the week. The big win on the week might be this, that there is a bipartisan group in the House and Senate, and they've actually introduced a $210 billion bill to end, and this happened on Thursday, to end cuts to doctors' payments under Medicare. So the bill's costs, with offsets of, you know, $70 billion, would be probably just its biggest, it would probably be the biggest part of the hurdle there. And the bill would include a couple of interesting things, because Medicare, I know, is, to some people listening, I mean, and to going into the future is huge, but it would include a two-year extension of what I think is important, the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHOP, because now there's where someone's really thrown under the bus, and they need that, and those kids need that. CHOP is a good thing, and the Republicans and the Democrats, at least a lot of them do, agree on that. So if Congress doesn't act on what they're proposing, doctors would see an automatic pay reduction on April 1st of, get this, 21%. 21%. So isn't it crazy? Because Boehner and Pelosi, they're not buds. In fact, I would say Pelosi would see him as a nemesis and vice versa. So they actually resolved this problem about how Medicare pays doctors. I mean, that's a pretty unusual step and compromise. So there are some conservatives who are not on board with this because they don't like the compromise there. And then there's certainly some Democrats who are. So isn't that interesting? The Democrats are upset because they're unhappy that it increases the cost for some Medicare beneficiaries, but not for the doctors who would benefit. But the House thinks the clashes are worthwhile because it would block what would be disastrous on April 1st, the 21% cut in Medicare fees that pays the doctors, and it starts a new way to pay them. And then, of course, it funds what I think is very important, CHOP. I mean, come on. We got to take care of these kids or these people that are indigent and having problems for real, not, oh, I'm on the dole and I'm lazy. I know that CHOP program is a lifesaver, a lifeline for people who unexpectedly, a woman becomes a widow and has a couple of kids and she's juggling jobs and she might have an education or not and she's a hustler, and it's not about that. It's about trying to sustain life, to sustain quality care, some kind of care for kids. Kids get sick a lot. So that's, to me, that's, you got to have that. And they have a lot more that they could do, for sure. And then with the doctors, you don't want to cut all the doctors out of it, for goodness sake, or we'll have no doctors to go to. And as somebody who went to a doctor who made me sick, I want my doctor to stick around. So if those payments for the older people that he treats are ridiculously slashed, that's not good either. I mean, why weren't half of these problems handled about two decades ago? And sure, then you'd still have to tweak it along the way, but wouldn't it be great if it were just little tweaks that we were arguing about instead of the whole enchilada every single time? Because that's what it is. I mean, this is what it boils down to. And nobody thinks about it. Take out that card in your wallet or your purse and really look at it. And what can you tell me about your health care? What does it cover? How much is it going to cost you? Most people don't even know, especially if they're healthy, until they get the curveball. And when they get the curveball, and then you find out the cost of cancer treatment or to treat some other kind of illness, and what the medications alone, depending on what your insurance is, are just absolutely outrageous. All right, speaking of your thoughts, I don't want to shut you out. The mailbox overfloweth. We're checking the email next.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus, deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Show, I'm fond of saying this, but I'm going to say it again. You're amazing people, because you send me so much email. A lot of conversation going on out there. That's why I say that America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and you keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, and just like that, you are in. So here we're going to head to the mailbag, and here we go.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's our first one. This one is from Peter, and Peter says, Kate, I just don't understand what is going on with this Hillary Clinton stuff. In one way, I say, who cares? Let people decide. Hillary Clinton is the same old, same old. The Clintons are old news. If the Republicans could present a better picture with some serious meat on it, give us some solutions, some issues that we can drill down on, or they can drill down on, and they can reach across to younger, older, and all the in-betweens, then they would nail it. And I think that's what they should focus on, by the way, and not focus on attacking Hillary Clinton, because who cares? Clinton Schmitten. Yeah, it's easy to say that, except for, you know, it's about fundraising. And I don't know how many times I can say this, and all of you know this, especially you've got the PACs and different PACs form. And it's that circuit that you go on. And the Clintons know a lot of people. The Clintons have a lot of people who want to raise money for Hillary. This has been well thought out. Trust me. There might have been some blunders along the way, the email thing, the press conference. She didn't come off great at the press conference. But she's weathered all kinds of incidents in the past from, you know, look at the law firm and, you know, look at Whitewater, look at the Monica Lewinsky thing. Just this is as first lady. Look at other elements of being Secretary of State. And, you know, the Clintons might be, like a lot of politicians, a little bit Teflon. I do agree if the Republicans came up with just unabashedly somebody who didn't have a lot of things that stuck to them. And I don't know, maybe that's Scott Walker. And who do you put Scott Walker with? I think the double combination, whoever's on what I call the undercard here, could be really significant. And then we're just assuming, too, by the way, that Hillary Clinton definitely nabs the nomination. But I think she does. There are people that could challenge, but if you look at the latest polls, she just blows away all the Democrats. It's not even worth taking the polls, whether it's Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, whoever it is. So far, nobody has even been a couple of percentage points in her range. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Jimbo, who says, Kate, March Madness is upon us. And I'm just wondering who you are picking and who you picked in your brackets to win the national championship. Well, of course, Jimbo, it's Kentucky. It's too hard to go against Kentucky. I mean, all you have to do is look at how deep their bench is. You look at what they did this season, the fact that they're on the verge of history for a reason. Indiana was the last time to clear the board undefeated and to win a championship, and that was in 1976. And if you look at Kentucky and you look at, like I said, their bench, you look at the backcourt, you look at the Harrison twins and Devin Booker, and I mean, I could go on and on and on. I won't. But I think this is a team of destiny. And to beat Kentucky, what do you got to be shooting? 75%? I think it's key. You have to have big, big numbers. And that's the only way, I mean, hitting almost everything. Like, that's why I'm saying 75%. 75% might do it. But who is hitting that number? You know, who's hitting that number? All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Larry, who says, Iran and this deal with Iran bugs me. I agree with you. I've heard you say it a couple of different times. I really wouldn't trust what they're doing with the Ayatollahs and the new president, although he's not, I guess, that new now. Are they really going to cap their centrifuges at 500 to 1,500? Well, you know, I don't trust the deal, and I don't know, maybe that's being cynical, but you look at history, and certainly you look at the region and Sharia law and some of the what I think are violations of human rights. So right there, that cuts to the chase for me. Not too long ago, remember the elections and some of the students that were killed and what they were tweeting out, and of course we're now we're going way back, but the draft of the deal says they're allowed to have 6,000 centrifuges. I just was reading something about that this morning over coffee, and so it would limit it to that, and then the 10,000 they have right now for at least 10 years. And the U.S. had hoped they would cap them at a 500 to 1,500, so there's a big difference there. Obama has said that any deal would have to freeze Iran's development of a nuclear weapon for, again, at least a decade. So, yeah, it's with a jaundiced eye, my made-up word, that I look at it. And, you know, are we optimistic? Do we think that Iran can be that, I won't say ally, but have a friendly relationship? No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think that there's something more nefarious there, especially when you look at territory and when you look at the Middle East and the land grab, because that's what it's about. There's so much dysfunction. I'm going to call it dysfunction in the Middle East. And we're not the people. The United States is not going to solve that. Not going to solve it. All right, let's move on to something completely different, and let's go out to Sharon, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Sharon. And Sharon says, Kate, I have to tell you, I really like the segment that you do called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, because I have a list a mile long of things that I shouldn't have done, and they're silly things, just like the people who usually either call your show or send you an email. A lot of it has to do with the car. We're really dumb when it comes to car stuff, I think, sometimes. I one time decided I was going to conquer all, and I could be that everything woman. And I learned how to change tires and oil and whatnot. So I changed a tire, and lo and behold, the tire came off. Luckily, I was at a stop sign. But how does that happen? And when I say came off, it was loose, and the backside of the car fell down. Wow. You know, I've never heard of that happening to anyone. I've heard of people not having problems with the tire and not putting it on, you know, putting the donut on, so which is not what I'm assuming that you mean. And what kind of car is it? And did you have the lug nuts you had to put in there, you know, screw in there? Ugh. Yeah, I'm not doing the tire thing. I'm not doing the tire thing. I wouldn't trust myself with that. Mm-mm. Now, changing oil, I could change oil. You can change a filter. I can change a filter. Because, personally, cars are a funny thing. When you know somebody in the auto industry, you have a great friend that's a mechanic, somebody that's worked in your car for a long time, and you trust them, awesome, and spread the word. But it's one of those industries where, man, they can rip you off. When you go in and you have no clue, and all you want is to be able to drive your machine, your ride, you are just, you're the lamb ready to be slaughtered, because you have no idea whatever it is that they're going to charge you, upsell you. Yeah, you're lost. I think that's one of the key things in life. Got to have a good doctor. That's getting harder, right? Got to have a good family doctor who knows you, knows how your body works, so you can tell them, and when there's something wrong with you, they can diagnose it better. Dentist, same thing. And that's also can be a squirrely industry. And then I would say an auto mechanic would be high on the list, and a handy person, a handyman, handy woman, I guess, because there's probably some women that do that, that can fix the little things on your house instead of bringing somebody from a big company out where they give you some crazy cockamamie quote about the garage door or the dishwasher or something else to do with the shutters or vents in your house. Because you have no idea. And then the labor, whatever it is they charge for that, usually is incredibly high. All right, we're going to squeeze in one more and bring it back around to March Madness. And this one is from Cam, listening to us in North Carolina. And he says, Kate Delaney, I have to tell you, I hope everybody thinks that Kentucky's going to win, because I believe North Carolina is going to rock through and surprise a lot of people. Just because they had some holes down the stretch doesn't mean this still isn't a great team and that they can't overcome that and win when it matters. I wouldn't bet against the Tar Heels. By the time you get this, it's probably too late for you to change a bracket, but I hope you have them going a lot deeper than just a round or two. I do not have them going deeper than just a round or two, so you might be right. I love that local pride, though. That's what it's about, right? March Madness or March Mayhem? Think about it. Some of you are going to be winners, some of you are just going to have fun with it, and some of you could care less. Remember, you can always email the show, like I said at the top, americatonight.net.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.